Country Club FM.
In honor of there being snow in the forecast on Friday, that's what Megan said. I've heard it from other sources. It's bound to happen. 8:37, this is the Bob FM Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. Let's get into today's Almanac. No Neil today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's promising that he'll be back tomorrow. Monday, October 23rd, 296 into the year. We're getting close to 300 in. 69 left to go. 1915, the first ever U.S. Championship horseshoe pitching tournament was held in Kellerton, Iowa. First one in 1915. They're still holding these today. There have been several in Minnesota. One, any of those you folks from Piers remember the old indoor arena, the Primus Burger Arena in Genola? I do, because we played horseshoes when we were kids, my father and my brothers, and we played. I remember playing there in some tournament. I don't know, maybe the state one or something. It was kind of fun. And it was interesting. The last champion here for 2017, the 2017 Horseshoe Pitching Champion, his name, kind of the name of Alan Francis, his ringer percentage is and was for that tournament 90.48, over 90%, over 9 of his 10 throws were ringers. Unbelievable. I can't even imagine that. 90%. It's got to be technology aided, right? That was 1915 that took place. Now, this was also the date 15 years later, another tournament, first ever. First miniature golf tournament. J.K. Scott, able to direct the ball through the clown's mouth, around the windmill, and into the hole for the first ever miniature golf tournament championship, Chattanooga, Tennessee. 1941 in theaters.
Dumbo the Great!
Walt Disney's Dumbo brings you a trainload of exciting new characters, wild animals, ferocious beasts.
I think it was the third feature-length film released by Disney. Dumbo, released on this date, animated classic, the flying elephant with the huge ears. I still think, as far as physics, I think he defied physics, right? Dumbo still weighed enough. I just don't know if his ears were strong enough to support that, get enough lift for him to get airborne. But they did it anyway. 19, despite the criticism, Dumbo was a big, big success. 1941. 1950, Al Jolson died at the age of 64. The jazz singer, one of the great early entertainers, died on this date. That was 1950. 1962, how about a young entertainer? Steveland Morris Judkins, only 12 years old, recorded this, his first single for Motown Records. Thank You for Loving Me All the Way. Of course, we would know him later as Stevie Wonder. He was little Stevie Wonder. He did, what, Fingertips Part 1 and 2, maybe a year or two after this, and that was a big hit. That was in 1962. 1973, Richard Nixon said, okay, you can have my tape recordings, but guess what? They are missing, what was it, 13 minutes? They're missing. Lost them. Got too close to a magnetic source. Erased. That was 1973. 1978, Neil Young's house from, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Neil Young, his house burned to the ground due to a forest fire. You think about what was going on in California here the last few weeks and still going on. But Neil Young's house burned to the ground, 1978 on this date. 1983 in Beirut.
120, at least, by the Pentagon's estimate, killed when a truck loaded with explosives broke through a gate into the lobby of a building in Beirut occupied by Marines, still asleep, most of them, at 6:20 a.m. their time this morning.
That's David Brinkley with a report on ABC News. That was the early report. Turned out 237 Marines stationed in Lebanon killed with that suicide truck bomb attack at their barracks at Beirut International Airport. That was 1983. I still remember that story a long, long time ago. 10 years later in the World Series.
Here's a pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits It's a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
It was Game 6 of the World Series. Joe Carter became just the second player to end the World Series on a home run. Bill Mazeroski did it in 1960. Nobody has done it since. As far as ending the series on a home run, maybe that'll happen this year. Astros-Dodgers begin Game 1 coming up tomorrow. 1995, Selena fan club president Yolanda Saldivar was convicted of murdering the Tejano music star outside of the Texas Motel in March of 1995. Fan club president Yolanda Saldivar convicted. 1995. 2001, the old iPod came to be. Apple Computers announcing their portable music digital player called the iPod. And up to that point, we were all just listening to CDs and tapes and even some records still. And then came the digital music revolution with the iPod. 2001. And 2004, Ashley Simpson, the pop singer and performer, channeling her inner Milli Vanilli, was caught lip-syncing during a Saturday Night Live performance. Was revealed during a musical miscue, she was using a pre-recorded vocal track in her supposed live performance. How dare she? Simpson later said that she had to use guided vocals to lip-sync the performance because she had lost her voice that day and didn't want to disappoint her fans and the SNL viewers. I guess that makes sense. Let's move on to birthdays today.
Rodriguez. Chai-Chai finished with a 9 under par score.
Oh, it's Chi-Chi. It's his birthday today. Chi-Chi Rodriguez, Golf Hall of Famer, multiple major winner, and a real character, wouldn't you say? He's got the whole saber and the blade thing going on. He makes a putt, and he takes his sword and puts it back in the scabbard. That's his deal. I don't want to see anybody else do it unless they're doing an homage to Chi-Chi, who is 82 today. And, of course, he's played a lot of golf here in Minnesota with the senior tour event. He's 82 today. Another pretty good athlete. Well-known worldwide Brazilian soccer star Pelé. Pelé was soccer there for many years, and for me, he still is soccer. Pelé is 77. Before, and you're gonna be surprised that I did this, but we were reading the Weekly Reader, fifth grade social, reading the Weekly Reader, and one of my classmates reads a story about Pelé, but he called him Peel, and I knew it was Pelé, being a sports fan. Even at that age, I knew it was Pelé, and I laughed out loud at this poor kid who, how would he know that it's Pelé and not Peel? Soccer star Peel, and I laughed. What a jerk. Pelé is 77 today. Dwight Yoakam is 61. Not only does he sing great country hits, he's an actor.
Frankie, you be quiet. We're talking. The adults are talking. So was you in lockup for cutting someone up with a hatchet or something?
Dwight Yoakam, that is from Sling Blade. Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton, of course, his breakthrough role. He was in Wedding Crashers, Panic Room, and of course, some outstanding music from Dwight Yoakam. I'll play a Dwight Yoakam song here in its entirety. Happy birthday, Dwight Yoakam, 61 today. Martin Luther King III is 60 today, the oldest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., happy birthday, 60 today. Nancy Grace, you see her on the TV, on the news channels, doing her show, doing her thing. Nancy Grace is 58. Here's a guy who did his thing.
Well, I never used a phone booth, but I never seen the toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up 7 rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on.
I've always admired Weird Al. And he's still doing it to this day. Parodies of songs. I think the first one that he ever did was Another One Rides the Bus, which was a parody of Another One Bites the Dust. And the rest is history. With Weird Al Yankovic, no relation to Frankie Yankovic, the Polka King. Weird Al is 58 today. Doug Flutie.
Smooth. Now I know why he bought the company.
The Remington microscreen shaves as close as a blade.
Well, let me guess, all your money back. Thank you, Victor Kiam. And Doug Flutie, quarterback, shaver. He likes to shave, obviously. And he produced Flutie Flakes. And that wasn't because he had dandruff. Flutie Flakes a breakfast cereal that for some reason tasted better in Canada than they did in the U.S. We just can't quite figure that out. But Doug Flutie played 20-plus years of pro football, known for his Hail Mary Boston College against University of Miami. That's one of the great plays in the history of college football. Doug Flutie, 55, another former quarterback, didn't quite have as long of a career as Doug Flutie, but we know him around here because he played for Ohio State and he played for the Bears and Packers. Mike Tomczak, mostly a backup, a spot starter, 55. From the band Ricochet, Junior Bryant, almost 50 today. He's 49. Jimmy Wayne.
Baby, baby, stay right where.
I'm pretty sure Neil Freeman predicted big things for Jimmy Wayne. He's going to become his manager at one point in time. Jimmy Wayne, 45 today. It's one of his big hits called Stay Gone. The woman that helped Sean Penn interview Mexican drug lord El Chapo, Kate Del Castillo, is 45 today. The actor Ryan Reynolds is 41. Let's hear from him in the movie Deadpool.
Let us go talk to the professor.
McAvoy or Stewart? These timelines are so confusing.
Oh, dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Ryan Reynolds, he was great in Deadpool. They've got Deadpool 2 coming out next year. Green Lantern, he was in the movie Buried. X-Men Origins, Wolverine. But you'll want to check him out in Deadpool. A lot of funny little one-liners in there. A little bit crude. Ryan Reynolds is 41. Let's do the Gone But Not Forgottens today. The man whose trophy, it's named after him, and you always wanted to have a trophy named after you. There are very few people that have trophies named after them. John W. Heisman is one of those people. A gentleman by the name of Ed Smith is the one who they used to depict the Heisman Trophy. He posed for the actual trophy, but it's named after John W. Heisman, who wasn't only involved in football. I mean, he was a multi-sport star and coached. He coached several teams. Born on the state 1869, gone but not forgotten. Legendary golf instructor. He was a coach at a school in Texas, and he was the instructor of many pro golfers. Harvey Penick on this date, born 1904. Ben Crenshaw, at the very end, Harvey Penick passed away. And just prior to that, Penick was giving Crenshaw tips on the Masters. And Crenshaw went and won the Masters shortly thereafter, after Harvey Penick had passed away. I think it's the story on that. And he went and had a spirited performance in honor of his close friend and instructor, Harvey Penick. 1904, born on this date. Also born on this date, the guy who gave us the comic strip Archie, Bob Montana, cartoonist Archie, Bob Montana, his real name and no relation to Hannah Montana that we know of, born on this date 1920. Here's the guy, he did a lot of yelling at Gomer Pyle, and it's fun to hear him say what he says. It's Frank Sutton, he was Sergeant Carter.
Let me hear it! What's my name?
Sergeant Carter!
Hey!
Sir!
Sergeant Carter, sir!
Sergeant Carter, sir!
I can't hear you!
I remember that as a kid. I think I probably used to say that. I can't hear you! Frank Sutton from Gomer Pyle, born on this date 1923. James Daly. Here's our TV theme for the day. This is Medical Center, and this is a good theme. Just how it builds. Are you getting excited? I am. James Daly, who was opposite Chad Everett in the television show Medical Center. You know, he is also the father of Tyne Daly and Tim Daly, the actors. Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey and Tim Daly from Wings. James Daly, born on this date 1918, gone but not forgotten. The king of late night. There was only one. There only be one king of late night.
People are always asking if they're real. And
I would never.
No, you don't have to ask.
I would not.
I'll tell you what. These are mine.
I have certain guidelines on the show. But I would give about a year's pay to peek under there.
One of the classic moments on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Of course, Dolly Parton on the show. 1925. Gone but not forgotten. The guy who played drums for Jerry and the Pacemakers, they're going to ferry across the Mersey. Freddie Marsden, Jerry Marsden. It must have been a brother, because it wasn't a Jerry Marsden. Isn't Jerry the Pacemakers? Jerry Marsden, Freddie Marsden. Freddie, born on this date, 1940. The guy who gave us movies like ER and Jurassic Park and the movie Twister. Michael Crichton, the writer and director, 1942. And newscaster John Holloman. He was one of the bad boys of Baghdad.
The night sky of Baghdad. The time here, about 20 minutes to 3 in the morning. I'm getting away from the window here now.
I think Saddam Hussein was the real bad boy of Baghdad.
But
John Holloman, one of the guys reporting, he was embedded. He was there in Baghdad, the first Gulf War. Peter Arnett is probably another name that you remember being there for CNN. John Holloman, born on this date, 1948. They're all gone, but not forgotten. And that's today's Bob FM Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, no one knows the country like Kurt Weers. Mentioned a happy birthday today for the one and only Dwight Yoakam. We had a little clip from Sling Blade. How about a song from Dwight here as we wrap up the Bob Morning Show?
Always.